Lara Croft uncovers an ancient tomb while searching for her missing father.
I think I know where my dad went. It'll be an adventure.
Alicia Vikander was masterful in Ex Machina, won an Oscar for The Danish Girl, and now is a worthy successor to Angelina Jolie. Slinging arrows and scaling cliffs, the first 90 minutes fly by with thrilling action. Sadly, the final third becomes a carbon copy of Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, with Sean Connery-style daddy issues and Croft facing three tests that aren't nearly as wondrous as Indy's penitent leap of faith. Instead of choosing wisely, the writers choose poorly in the zombie climax, but considering it's a reboot based on a video game, it's actually much better than you'd expect. I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley, giving Tomb Raider a mixed to positive 2.5 out of 4 stars.